You're listening to Thunder Quack Podcast Network.
Good. I love the haircut.
So Thank you. I know. I feel like I've taken years off. I was carrying this dead weight. So I was like, gotta go. I feel fresh.
So you finally got redeemed after two seasons of waiting. So what are the Canaries up to now? Are they going to have any team ups finally since they're now on the same side?
Oh, I'm sure. I have no doubt. I think that, you know, but I think the season is going to be a tribute to all of the seasons of the show. So I definitely think we'll have a little bit of everything. I also think we're going to see Will, you know, sort of align herself with Oliver in terms of the, while he fulfills his quest to save Multiverse. I also have a new costume.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen it.
I've seen that. He looks so
really good. So that's awesome. And they're letting me keep my hair short, which I also do love because it's fresh, right? It keeps things fresh. And I'm directing 803.
Yay!
Which I wanted to do for a very long time, so I'm really excited about that. And I actually went through the WB program over hiatus, the director's program, and it's a two-month program, and I learned so much. I've had James Manford, who's been such a dear friend and mentor to me, he's like a brother, you know, shadowing him, he's kind of guided me, and he's brilliant when it comes to directing. And, we couldn't, the show with it would not be the show without James Manford and obviously Steven. But he's boots on the ground, James, because our writers and producers are in LA, and we're shooting in Vancouver, so he's the one in the Vancouver making all the stuff happen. which is awesome. I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Have you seen anything about your episode?
Nope.
Nope, okay.
But it covers... I feel like each season represents something of the show, and it covers a place and a time. That's all I can tell you. Yeah.
Do you want to see some Earth 2 characters from your character's past appear in the final season? Do you want to see some of Earth 2 characters from your character's past in the final season?
Like my character from Earth 2?
Right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I want... Black Siren, Black Siren's bad Black Siren.
Right.
It's so fun to play.
Right.
But also... You know, Laurel this season is basically like Laurel never died. She's lived. And I do get to keep, incorporate a little bit more of that sass and that, you know, I don't mean to say bitchiness, but edginess. A little hard, she's a little harder than the straight and narrow Laurel. So yeah, I definitely think there's a little bit mixed in there, and it would be cool to see like maybe a flashback episode or something where you see the Earth 2 Black Siren where I can really just, you know, kill him with my staff. It's fun.
At the end of season 7, we saw most of the older generation and future storyline kind of take off and really pass the mantle to the new generation, but you did pop up for a brief moment in the future storyline.
Are you talking about the one, the snow scene when I dropped
it?
Yeah. How cool was that?
That scene
awesome.
Was awesome. Yeah. Will you be interacting with the kids?
Certainly hope so. I think it's a possibility. I don't like the show. The show's so... I would definitely love to be. I mean, Kat is wonderful. She's young. I'm not sure how old she is, but she is such a professional. I'm just so impressed with her as a person. She kicks ass. She wants to work. She's hungry for it. You know, she's fun. She's excited. And so it, like, lifts the crew up, you know. And I definitely think that there's a world in which that could happen. You should tell or ask Mark. See what he says. And then let me know. Okay.
Well, given the fact that crossover is evolving multiple herbs, I mean, how involved does Laurel get in that? Because, you know, she's from another Earth. Does she want? I mean, she must know that it's coming. So does she take a big centerpiece of that, or is it mostly Oliver who is on that journey?
Of saving
the most. I mean, because herbs. Yeah, because
I think I know what you're asking.
Yeah.
Yes, Laurel will end up sort of aligning herself and teaming up with Oliver to help him fulfill this quest to save the monsters, for sure. And I do think fans are kind of wanting to see that, especially, by the way, with the new costume. Did you guys see it? It is dope.
Do you have any input in that?
Yeah, my hair.
Okay, just that, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, guys, can we just keep this? Because it's, again, fresh. So, yeah.
Other than the costume, is there anything in particular you're excited for fans to see in the final season from her?
Well, the costume.
Just the costume. Yeah.
I mean, not just the costume. There's so many things. But for me, in particular, the costume. I hope to see, honestly, I like training sequences. I like when they show the girls kicking ass, not just as superheroes. But I like, because then sometimes it's our stunt doubles. And I like to actually do as much as I can. So I like doing, like, training stuff because you're geared down. And you know, whether it be drills or boxing or, you know, I actually get to do that stuff.
You've been part of the show since the beginning, and you've been sort of good. Laurel has been such a role model. Both Laurels, in many ways, have been a role model to so many people, and you've had such a big journey. What is the biggest takeaway you will take, you know, when you're wrapping in November? Besides the costume.
No, I mean, that, honestly, the costume is for the fans, I think, that for me personally, is learning. I shouldn't say learning, because I think I was a good person when I started the show, but having gratitude and appreciation, and David said it lovely, like, wonderfully on the panel, just like, you go and you shoot something for 8 years with these people who become your family, and knowing these people will stay with me, I hope, forever, with or without the show. So walking away with family who I get to have for the rest forever is amazing. And then also the opportunity to direct, which is amazing. And hopefully, you know, maybe they'll do, who knows, anything can happen, another spinoff. And
Birds of Prey.
I'm trying. I think that would be awesome. I pitched it. I think that they should. It is time for women.
Yes.
Come on. We got this. So that would be really cool. We'll see.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.